Welcome to Some Say I'm Gifted, where we teach you the magic of walking in your spiritual gifts and how it can help you navigate this crazy life, and helping you understand that even though we're in this world, we are not of it. So take a deep breath, relax your shoulders, and let's get real.
Hello, everyone.
Guys.
Hey, hey, hey.
Those are the two other cakes because we ain't nothing but sweet treats over here.
Ooh.
That's right. Snacks. Have you guys seen that guy on TikTok? Not to change the subject. But he goes, also have to have my little swell truck. I think I send you guys. I love him.
Yeah, he's
he
really
makes
cute.
Me laugh so hard. But guys, this is Some Say I'm Gifted and I'm Tess and I'm here with the two of the three cakes because we're all cakes here. We're sweet treats.
A three-tiered cake.
Three-tiered. Yeah. I mean, damn, why don't you just be like, I'm on top.
oh, my God.
Morgan and Danielle. Ladies, please speak up and say who you is.
Hey, guys, I'm Morgan.
Hello, everyone. I'm Danielle.
So, I have some fun things to talk about today.
Fun. Do you?
Just like the sweat treads. I love him.
Yeah,
he's great. Okay. Before we go any further, I think we have some shout outs for people that interact with our post.
We do.
Danielle, you want to shout out a name?
Yes. On Facebook, we have Denise Fay. Shout out to Denise. Yes. Thank you for interacting, commenting on our stuff. We appreciate you.
Yes, girl. We love you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Awesome. Mm-hmm. So we have these interactive posts, right? On Monday, Wednesday, Friday, mm-hmm. Saturday. Even Sunday.
And Sunday.
Yeah, we try to get them out every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try to blast our faces out there every day for you guys.
No rest for the wicked.
Oh, God. Why do you always have to make such a beautiful moment like a fart in church? That's my question.
Because I was trying to break down the walls.
Is that what it is?
It's an atomic fart.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't like it?
And this is what I'm working with. Okay. We have all these posts and we absolutely love it when you interact with it. Even the TikToks that we put out there that Miss Danielle so amazingly makes for TikTok. So anytime you interact, if you want us to shout you out, we will. You could also just interact with me like, you ain't got to shout me out. Whatever you want, because that's important that we want you to feel comfortable and accepted and loved, right?
Absolutely.
So, do you guys ever get down? I mean, not like get down on it. Not like just dance. Like like down.
Like a little blue.
Yeah. Or sad. Or, you know, the state of the world could really keep us in a...
in a funk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Seek out things that make me happy.
Which
laugh.
Are what?
Good music. Friendship.
Okay, let's focus in on Morgan. What is your idea of good music?
Oh boy.
Oh,
it really depends on the day.
What is your go-to get out of a funk, like happy song?
I like just like folk and independent artists, and indie music is kind of my thing.
Indie and folk are two different things, so you're going to have to clear it up. Don't get me started on my genres, Missy.
I was like mixing them.
Okay.
It's like a mix. I was like songs that have a good, like, upbeat, beaten melody, but, like, meaningful lyrics. Not, like, I guess trashy lyrics. I don't know.
Is there a particular song that you would like to...
I've been on a Ben Boonson kick. His new album just dropped.
You know, I saw him when I was in Charlotte.
Yes, I know. I was very envious. I could have been there, but I also had other things that I needed to attend to.
Not really. Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So he does have very uplifting music.
Yeah.
And he's got that tone mm-hmm. that's like, boom, bada, bada, you know, like happy,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
Is there anything else you do?
I eat. Usually a lot of times.
I eat. We're not talking about our addictions.
You know what? I go out in nature.
You go out in nature, but you eat uplifting foods.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Things that make you happy, bring you joy.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what my happy-go-lucky, like if I'm in a depressed mood, you know what brings, this is going to sound crazy. Shrimp on a salad.
Ooh. Oh.
Like grilled shrimp
yeah.
in a salad. It makes me feel refreshed.
Okay.
And that
we love that for you.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's like I eat it a lot anyways, but like if I'm like I'm like I need the crispiness of the lettuce and cucumbers and apples and whatever, you know, I will put anything in a salad though. And then like grilled shrimp, it's like it refreshes me. Like my mom always said she loved to watch me eat because I made all foods look like they taste good.
So I know
that when I eat that, I'll go, you know what I mean? Like, because I can feel it changing, like my brain chemistry, which probably has more to do with addiction, but whatever.
Yeah. A little dopamine rush when we get Luna a sweet treat.
Sweet treat.
Yeah. I was going to say it. That's my, like, I go and get myself a little milkshake.
Do you really?
I love me a vanilla milkshake with some M&Ms in it. That is my...
Not the M&Ms with the vanilla.
Listen, same. Brewster's has this, like, I forget what it's called. It's like their version of a Blizzard, but I just found out that it's a thing, and they, like, mix M&Ms in with their vanilla milkshakes, and it's, like, it's a whole time.
Well, I do like that it makes it kind of tie-dye-ish.
It does.
Until it turns brown, but,
somehow
you know.
It's actually, like, a red color. I don't know why. That red M&M just takes over, apparently. But
red dye number one.
That's what I was going to say. It's the red dye.
So it's kind of like a pinkish milkshake, but that's okay. It starts out as white, so it's fine. But yeah, my little sweet treat is a little milkshake. So.
I love it.
And that's what gets you out of your funk. It's sweet.
I would say sweet. Yeah, that's like.
What about music? Does music?
Music does help. I have a couple of like different artists that I go to. One is like Owl City, which he has that Firefly song. But it's very like electronic DJ like type. I don't know. That's my type of like go to like hype music, right?
Okay.
Like it's like
elevate the vibe.
Oh, are we up there? Yep. We are up there. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I am giving you weird looks.
So it's okay. Like
I like it. I get it. I understand it.
Thank you. Listen, I know it's not everyone's cup of tea, and that is fine. It's just that's what's kind of worked for me. I think because I wasn't really allowed to, like, rave when I was younger, so now I'm like, yeah, we're raving.
You're too young to rave.
I mean, yeah, but, like, I don't know. That's all I wanted to do. I wanted to go to Life in Color and just have a time.
You don't know nothing about rage until you go into an abandoned warehouse, bro.
Oh, God. No, maybe it's a good thing I didn't. Probably, but... That's, yeah, so that's me. How about you, Tess? What is the music that you go to?
Well, I think I have different eras of my life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But music-wise, it depends on the depression, the sad. I counteract the sadness with the music. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it depends on what sadness you're feeling or what emotion.
Like my kids, if they have to go to their dads for a long period of time, I like heavy metal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it brings me back to reality. It sounds weird. Sleep Token, I love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, in this moment, great. Yeah. If I'm worried, and I do want to talk about this for a second, because I think a lot of people think girls are crazy. Like, I'm just the crazy girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like my husband's talking to another woman. Well, maybe, but because she works at the gas station, she's like, how's your day going? Oh, good. How's your day? Like, there's that kind of talking, and there's like, you know, whatever. So if I ever get in a mindset about my husband, like, I feel like, oh no, I glanced at a guy too long, or I feel like our marriage is, you know, like something could happen. You know what I mean?
Like there's trouble or something.
Yeah. I mean, it's your brain. Like, let's say.
You're creating your own.
Yeah. Like, you're like, this is great. My husband never posts on Facebook, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, I posted something. And tagged him. That if there's stuff on his Facebook, it's usually because I tagged him. Okay. And I did that one day. And this girl that I didn't know liked it. I was like, Now, honestly, do I have time to turn around, look around? No, I don't. But this in particular day I did. And I was already in my head about some things. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll just leave it at that. I was watching this and I start looking at her Facebook. How does she know my husband? Blah, 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 blah. So I kind of got upset about it. I was like, oh my God. It's just somebody he works with. There's nothing to be worried about. And she was married and everything. And I knew that. But I was like, oh, God. And so I text my husband, I love you. Don't hear anything. He's at work. He is a nurse and he saves lives, right? That's what he does. That's his thing. And I'm like, You know, and I go,
your attitude is building.
Yeah. And then I call him. He's like, is everything okay? And I'm like, yeah. I'm like, why are you being mean? I'm not being mean. I'm in the middle of a procedure. Is everything okay? Yeah. I'll call you later. He doesn't. I'm like, when's later? When's later? So if I get in a place like that, I listen. You can make fun all you want. Two songs, two different love songs by Dave Matthews, and I'm cool. Mm-hmm. And it brings me back to, like, come on, don't be a turd.
Yeah.
So it really does depend on the situation. Recently, I was faced with some things that, like, boundaries I had to set in a business. And it was hard. It was really, really hard to separate myself from some of the things. And what got me through it was old-time blues, which most people would not think bring happiness. But it like, pulled me through real fast. So, yeah, I think that, you know, and I'm not judging you. There's times, like, I want to listen to the rave-like music. And, girl, I got some stories about going to raves. But, yeah.
Yeah, it really changes.
Yeah, it changes.
Especially
constantly.
Since it is vibration. And yes. Musics are vibration. They change your vibration when you're listening to them. So, how many times can I say vibration? So...
We've done a whole episode on it.
So they really do change your mood. So what fixes one mood isn't going to change a different mood because of based on what they are on. So
yes, yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like it's also different for everyone. Like everyone obviously has their own go-to thing, I guess, depending on the situation or what.
I don't know. Do they or do people just listen? So let us know if you're out there listening. We would love to know what you think.
Mm-hmm. Send us your playlists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Share your playlists.
Let's go.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that brings you up in a spot like that? Music, food.
Yeah, going outside. Journaling. If I can find the root cause of why I'm feeling this way and then journaling about it, and then the next, like, yeah, I'm all good from there.
Mm-hmm. In journaling.
Yeah, because it makes me feel like I have some sort of control over it or acknowledge that I don't have control over it. And either way, let it go. You're going to walk out. If you change your mindset about a situation, journaling gives me power to change my mindset.
Really?
Yeah. Very, very interesting.
What about you?
Usually soaking my feet in water helps a lot.
Like in a...
Okay. Because of where I live.
Oh, beach.
Have easy access, yes, okay, to the ocean. But if it's like if it's like raining or it's like storming, you know, and it's probably not safe to go to the beach in a lightning storm, then if I fill the tub and like put my feet in there, then it helps. Or if I get a shower. So I would say if I just run my hands under hot water. Usually that like steaming hot water, but if I run my hands under hot water, that helps a lot.
That's interesting.
It's like a nervous system regulation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really like hot water. But it's just something. We're learning so much.
I like it.
That's I would say, and sometimes I do it like not really knowing that I'm doing it. I'll just have to go like wash a plate and then I'll put the water on and I'll just leave my hands under there for a while and then I'll just start soaping them and it's the time.
Feels good.
Yeah, it feels really good. Yeah. So it helps. That helps a lot. Because I get cold a lot too. Mm. Especially when I'm feeling like bummy or like sad or whatever, I get chilly.
Okay.
So.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I like it.
So the hot water for sure.
Huh. Okay.
Fascinating.
For me, because you're looking at me like, are you going to answer this? I seek sunlight and moonlight, but not together.
That'd be a little tricky.
Kind of hard. Not necessarily. The sun and the moon are out at the same time a lot, but that's not necessarily how.
Yeah.
Do you prefer one or the other? Or does it depend on...
Yes, it depends on the situation.
Okay. So elaborate for us.
My kids are at their dad's. I crave sunlight. Because I have to know that he is the center of the universe. Yahweh. The sun. or Yeshua, the son, right? Like, mm-hmm. he's the center of the universe. And he has my kids, right? And they're looking and feeling the same son that I am. Aww. And nighttime promises me tomorrow when they're with her, you know. When I am struggling with setting boundaries, I crave moonlight. Because it shows you the separation between light and dark very intensely.
Wow.
Does it make sense?
Yeah, I like it.
Very profound. I love that.
Yeah, but I like to get lost in it, and I like to be in the sun to the point that it hurts my eyes and makes me sleepy. It has to be like a long, drawn out. I can feel sweat.
Gotcha. You know,
like that kind of sun, which is possibly why I love going to watch them play practice football. It's miserably hot, but that sun reminds me that we are, you know, the world's still turning,
yeah.
regardless of what politics or political groups or activist groups are saying or doing, or terrorists or non-terrorists, like all those things. Like, I lose that noise in the sun,
yeah.
and in this moon and stars, because regardless of how horrible it is, wherever they're underneath the same sky as we are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, yeah. do you guys know who Feifel is?
Feifel?
No.
God almighty. Wow, y'all are youngins. Feifel goes west. Feifel, the great American tale. Feifel. He was a mouse that traveled. And I encourage you to look up Feifel. It's a cartoon. It's a movie. And there's a song in it about being under the same stars, same sky. And being on the other side of the world or universe or same planet, but like, you know. And that was big when I was a kid, so.
Do you feel like that's similar to realizing how small you are into the relation, or is it just that you are under, you share something so large?
Both. Both. I was kind of brought into a situation. I don't know if it was there for counseling. I don't know if I was there for moral support, because sometimes we don't know our role, right? We don't know. We just, if we ask God to send us and open doors for us, we are brought into a situation, and sometimes we're presented with some, pardon my language, but some heavy shit, and you're like, what is my role here, right? But I was brought into a situation where someone who I always called an aunt, no blood relation, but I love her dearly, and she was very much a big part of my life, still is. I don't see her as frequently, but we'll get to why. She was going through a hard time and a separation, which eventually ended in a divorce, and it was very bizarre how this happened. And I was talking to this person's sister. Like I said, I'm not related to these people, but I called her sister my aunt, not the sister, okay? And I said, don't you just find it odd that two people that love God with everything in them all of a sudden get a divorce because this trifling hoe stepped in, yada, yada, yada. It just feels like there's darkness in the mix, right? Like, and she's like, if you're so stupid to think that there is some grand wizard or, you know, good and bad director that is trying. I said, look, what you don't understand is this is a trickle-down effect. If these two people divorce, their kids.
Yeah, it affects other people.
It affects. It goes to the next generation, their neighbors, their cousins, their. And people lose hope. And that's all darkness wants. And like, you're just so. She tried to belittle me, but that's something that stays in my head, because to be like she is,
yeah.
and to have not that terrifies me. So I think that in a way it does make me realize my personal size and how much space I take, but also we're still all connected.
Yeah.
That's what's, I don't understand how people can't see that. So, okay. So we've got music, we've got place. We've got food, so to speak. What, you didn't really say what kind of food. You just said you eat. What kind of food?
Yeah. Oh. you hate this answer. It's always my answer. I love salmon.
No, I don't hate it. I used to love it. I just can't eat it now.
I love salmon. My favorite, like, comfort food is grilled salmon, like, blackened salmon on a iron skillet with, like, some seasoning and onions and avocado and lime juice.
Wow.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
I think it was when you said you would eat that for breakfast that I was a little like.
Yep. That's but, and I've been craving it lately. Like, I've been like, oh, I just want a piece of salmon. But I don't really go to the grocery stores that much anymore because I get HelloFresh, so.
Mm. Yeah. Do you crave it specifically when you're feeling a type of way, or is it just an all-the-time craving?
I think it's one of my go-tos for, like, I think I'm just craving it right now because I haven't had salmon forever, but, yeah, whenever I'm feeling, like, emotional, I'm like, some fresh Mediterranean sort of dishes are kind of what I go to, like the olives and that feta and salmon and, yeah, fresh fish.
I'm not laughing at you. My nieces called me on a FaceTime the other night when I was making dinner. And my youngest niece, I said, what are you doing? Dad's cooking pizza.
Cooking pizza?
Yeah. And I said, oh, yeah. And then my oldest niece, River, goes, I love olives. as soon as you said olives, that's all I could hear. It was, I love olives.
I do, too. She's right.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Mediterranean.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about... when you're sad, do you sleep? And if so, how? Not just position, but in, do you sleep good? Do you sleep bad? You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like when I'm sad, I more than likely cry a lot. And then that makes me super tired. So I get really tired, and I will have a deep sleep, but I'll wake up and still feel very, very tired and drained.
Yeah.
So did I really sleep? Probably not that well.
Okay.
And I'll usually sleep curled up on my side, usually like with my arms wrapped around me and just like, yeah, that's, yeah.
What about you, Morgan?
I don't know. I sleep good. It doesn't matter what kind of mood I've been in. Like,
really?
Yeah. I don't have trouble sleeping ever. Like, knock on wood. But I do enjoy some good sleep. And I think maybe... I'm trying to think, because I haven't... sad isn't usually too big of an emotion for me. Knock on wood again. But I've been blessed not to have too much sadness in my life. But one thing that doesn't make me really sad is, like, the thought of losing my parents.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me terribly sad. And
yeah.
I don't usually sit in that very long, but if I do, or when I am sad, I think that a lot of time I like to bolster them with pillows around me. Like, I put bolsters under my knees and on my head, and I kind of like make the bed, and I get really comfortable, and I kind of just be like, okay. And I don't think I move.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I don't move in my sleep when I like build things up around me.
Okay.
I don't know what that says about me, but
you have to have a fortress. You have to feel safe. If you don't, you don't do well.
Yeah. How about you, Tess?
When I'm sad?
Mm-hmm.
I have very vivid dreams, so I don't sleep very well. Because it's like my brain knows not to let me go to sleep because my dreams get too intense and I can't get out of them. Really unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So I toss and turn. But if I can get to a point where I cry, I will sleep, and I sleep with the T-Rex. I sleep on my stomach in T-Rex. And I don't care if people know this, but I wear fake eyelashes. And I've been wearing the individual clusters. And I know we've all kind of talked about it. This morning when I woke up, I don't know what I was doing in my sleep last night, because I always sleep with my left side of my face. Mm-hmm. On the pillow, right? Because I sleep on my stomach. I don't like sleeping on my back. But I woke up this morning, and on my right side, from the inside of my right side to about, I don't know, 3/4 to the outside, only had like 3 lash sets on the very end. Oh. I don't know how I don't know how I did that. So, yeah, but no, I sleep, and I... if I get to that point, I can only sleep with my husband beside me. And in order for me to go to sleep, he has to have his hand on me. Which leads me to my next one. When you're sick, right? What are the things you crave? Now, you could have stomach virus, you could have the flu, you could have a head cold. Are there certain movies, music, places that you, that, how? Okay. Let me hear what you got. By the way, they don't know what I'm getting to. So everybody's along for this ride. You just got to get in the car. You loser. Let's get, you know.
We are here for the ride.
Okay, let's hear.
So the last time I was sick, I binge watched The Ultimatum on Hulu, I'm pretty sure.
What's The Ultimatum?
It's like, so basically there's married couples and, well, they're not married. I'm sorry. One of the spouses, or I guess significant others, initiates an ultimatum and they go through a test to like get married. And they go through a test where they switch partners. And they have to pick another partner. And I know, it's a whole time. They have to pick another partner and live with another partner to see if they're truly ready for marriage with the person that gave them the ultimatum. It's a whole time.
You didn't tell me she liked reality TV shows.
I like reality TV shows to an extent.
Oh. I can't do those romantic ones. My best friend loves them. But
I have to be in a certain mood to want to watch them. But I will say, like, the last time I was sick, I binge watched The Ultimatum. And I ate saltine crackers and Gatorade.
And are you like, I have to be on the couch, I have to be in my bed?
I like being in bed with a lot of covers and a tissue box next to me.
Okay.
Yeah. And it has to be dark. I don't like opening the blinds, but it's like dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Vicks. I love Vicks.
You eat it?
Almost. I shove it up my nose, I rub it on the bottom of my feet with socks, and I boil water and breathe the steam over it while I put Vicks in it. And it makes me feel so much better. And then,
you know, originally the ad for Vicks was you could put it into your drink and drink it.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd do that, but
petroleum.
Yeah. But I snort that stuff.
It's the same difference if your skin is your largest organ, so it's absorbing it one way or the other. Okay, what else?
Well, I don't use Vicks. I use a different one, which is supposed to be healthier. Yeah. But yeah. But yes, eucalyptus for the win. Menthol for the win. And like Danielle said, tissues and laying in bed and a good TV show. I think last time I was sick, I rewatched Bridgerton, which I love, and tortilla chips.
Do you know that my youngest will not eat jagged tortilla chips?
Tortilla chips are my comfort food.
He will not eat jagged ones because my husband's mother had a lung issue where her heart burn acid reflux was eating her lungs, and for whatever reason my son got it in his head that she got a tortilla chip stuck in her throat and got it from that.
Oh god, that's terrible.
So he only likes the round ones.
So if one's broken, it's like
he'll literally pick it out of the, or he'll, if we go to a Mexican restaurant and because he loves queso, which y'all know Jasper's super picky, but he loves queso, he'll take all the rough tips off.
Oh,
it's really sweet.
Does he know when you chew it and it just... No, okay, that's fine. Listen.
Yes, he does.
Don't burst his bubble. That's
when he was littler, he was more... He's not as bad now.
Oh. We all have our things.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I love tortilla chips.
So that's your comfort.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, probably should have said that for the other question, but tortilla chips, straight tortilla chips. I don't need salsa. I don't need anything.
I hate tortilla chips. Did you know that? I mean, I'll eat them, but I don't... If I'm eating queso, I want crackers or bread.
Oh.
Okay. If I'm eating spinach chip, I want crackers. Like, I'm talking, I am a crackeraholic.
Yeah.
Like, saltine, pita, nan crack. I mean, I am. My husband can tell we don't have the kids because he'll be like, you went to Aldi's today, and I just have the whole cracker section that I'm stalking, you know.
You're a cracker sewer.
Yeah, I love crackers. I love crackers so much. Okay. So, tortilla chips, all that. So, when I'm sick, I'm going to sound like a big baby, like I have to have my husband with me all the time, but he's the exact same with me, and it's really funny. For instance, he was sick. He doesn't get sick often, but he was sick, and he said, I'm going to go lay down. Will you please come lay in the bed beside me? I was like, I don't want to lay in the bed beside you. I'm going to get sick. He'd be like, just come upstairs. And I get upstairs, and he says, lay that way. So I have to lay on my stomach facing the TV because he sleeps on his back and he just has to hold on to me.
Yeah.
Aww. And he sleeps. I don't necessarily have to have him touch me unless I'm depressed. Mm-hmm. If I'm sick, I just want his presence beside me. Mm-hmm. Or even, it doesn't even have to be beside me, in the same room.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
If he's not there, I sleep in the bottom of the shower with it on.
With what?
Oh.
The shower on.
Oh.
Oh. Like sit on the bottom of the shower and let
I
the shower.
I lay in the bottom of the shower. Mm-hmm. We have a stand-up shower in our bedroom. So I curl up around the drain like a cat.
Oh, Tess. This is so sad.
It makes me feel better. Here's the crazy thing. I thought I was insane my whole life. I've been that way my whole life.
Okay.
You could ask any relative and they'd be like, oh my God, that girl can sleep in the shower like nobody's business. I mean, from the point I was small.
What does that have to do with your chemo and stuff? Or like, no, it was before that?
Yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
Is it just when you're sad or is this like...
All the time.
All the time. Okay.
Anytime. If I wouldn't got in the shower right now, I would go to sleep.
Really?
Yeah. So, like, the shower here at this Airbnb is a bathtub.
Yeah.
So, I would lay with the shower on, lay in the bathtub with my head on the edge of the tub.
Huh. Okay.
My grandmother had a stand-up shower, and for whatever reason, I had to shower at her house. I probably spent the night there. I don't know. I was probably, like, 12 or 13, and she was doing something, thought, God, she's been in the shower forever. She went upstairs. She said the water was ice cold. I was on my back with my head out of the shower and my legs up the wall. But the water was hitting. Mm. It's the constant movement of the water that I'm just out. I mean, like, if I don't shower at, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, if I shower later in the day, I tell the kids, I'm going to take a shower. They know if they don't hear me get out in a little bit, they need to come. Because I will sit down, especially if I'm not feeling good.
So is that why you like rain so much?
Probably. Okay. I love rain.
Yeah.
So, if he's not home, even if he is home, here's what's crazy. So we had been together a while, but we moved in together and he got sick. I don't know, like stomach, but he just wasn't feeling good. And we were sitting there and I had made him sit. I was being the good, like, girlfriend. You know, I made him soup and got crackers and juices, and I was waiting on him, like, babying him. And he said, I can't do this. I was like, what? He's like, hold on. He's like, I can't eat anything. He's like, I'll be back. And I was like, where are you going? He's like, I just need to go get in the water. He just had to take a really hot shower, as hot as he can handle it, and he sat in the bottom of the shower.
Oh,
which my husband's stop. Really tall, which is in it. And came, dried off, wrapped up in big, like, blankets, got in bed, and so he does the same thing when he's sick, is the showers with me, which is crazy, because we both do that.
That's crazy. That's
it's really
awesome,
bonkers,
though.
Isn't it?
It's so cool, though.
Because we're very different people when you, like, actually get to the core of us. So, food-wise, I actually don't want anything. There's no food you can give me except for grilled cheese and tomato soup. Like, if I've got a cold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want soup. Or like the swamp soup that you guys had.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Stuff that I know. There is, we call it fire soup. My family made it. I think Italians call it penicillin soup. Same, very similar. Mm-hmm. Very, very similar recipe. Mm-hmm. I crave those too. But those burn your tongue too.
Yeah.
So that, and that's pretty much, I want to watch Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Aww. Yeah. Kind of crazy, isn't it? That's my go-to movie when I'm sick.
Is it because you watched it when you were, like, really young, and then you've just...
No, because it's hope of a brighter tomorrow.
Oh.
I also like Marley and Me. Bedtime stories.
Marley and Me, the dog dies.
Not in real life.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I like it.
Okay. So I was going to say, that movie...
But in real life, the dog lived.
Right.
To, like, a much older age.
It's like, have you watched Spirit?
Yeah.
The horse. I like it. I love that movie.
Yeah, I know. Oh, that's y'all's generation. It's not my generation. Yeah. But Bedtime Stories isn't my generation either. And neither is Marley and Me, but those are my go-to. So, do you, y'all remember what you said for happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depressed.
Yeah. Right,
sick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see a pattern in any of that?
I feel like maybe what we do when we're happy, it's not like it's the
I mean, I guess it kind of is the opposite when we're sad, or we're like looking for it in when we're sad.
Well, I could tell you mine because I know this game, right? But I'd like to do Morgan's.
Oh,
is that okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you don't experience a lot of sadness or oppression, but if you do, you have to build a fortress. You have to control the situation. If you can't, it's not. You let go of it, regardless of what it is. You journal about it. You control the narrative until you can't. You build a fortress so you can slip away. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
So for me, I have to have hope and promise of tomorrow.
Yeah,
I have to have
with your stars.
The stars, Mary Poppins. A shower makes me clean. It gives me promise of a better day, right? Of a better, fresh start. Rain.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very cool. That's so cool.
Do Danielle.
I was going to say, I don't even know.
Constant grounding. She feels like she's always afloat.
Yeah.
Floating away. She puts her hands in water to realize she's on earth. She puts her feet in water to realize her feet are here.
Hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of
sense. Reality TV at its extremity. Well, I get you, because I am like that with it. If I'm going to watch reality TV, it better be getting scream shit.
Because if it's the opposite, if it's like this whole like otherworldly, like,
like,
you know,
Bridgerton.
Yes.
It's not that you don't like Bridgerton.
I love Bridgerton, but I can only watch Bridgerton if I'm, like, in a good mood. Like, if I'm sad, I can't watch that stuff.
Yeah.
Because
you'll be like, their lives matter than mine.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Okay.
That's crazy.
Okay.
So these are what I like to call my pattern theory. So if you don't very often see somebody go, hey, when I'm sad, I really like darkness.
Yeah. Now,
if I'm liking darkness, then I'm going to a dark place.
Yeah.
Okay. For instance, my boys are here. We're at an Airbnb. There's a room that has two twin beds. They're both laying in there, sound asleep, and completely relaxed. Why? They're in a house that they've been to before, but not comfortable with.
Yeah, right.
But they know that if anything came, they would have not just me, but you two to come in and be like, rah, we're going to kill you. You know what I mean? So they're sleeping, and I don't know if parents would probably get this, but if a kid sleeps like with their head back and their mouth open, you know they're out.
Yeah.
That's how they were sleeping. Snoring.
Yeah. Oh.
So they're not seeking darkness. They were like, you can turn the light off, Mom. Because they knew, I'm going to go to sleep. I've been up since 6 o'clock, and we did however many hours of football practice today. Yeah. So these patterns are important. And I know you're going to be like, well, why are they important? Let me tell you. If you know that, like, seasonal depression, my husband says, he swears to goodness he has seasonal depression. He's from Florida, so let's put that out there first. Mm-hmm. But he loves the hot weather. He loves the sunshine. He wants to be outside. Like, he wants to go to the point that the kids are like, hey, will you shut up? Hey, will you stop? Like, when kids are telling you, we just want to stay in the house today. It's not because they're lazy. It's because you got to give them a break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, my husband is like a border collie. Like, he will go and then just pass out. Okay.
Yeah, like he was saying today that he was tired and he just wanted to go home. Or I might go golfing. Yeah. Like, those are... you don't go totally golfing when you're tired.
That's so different. Yeah. So he goes. But let's say you're craving darkness. Is it because you're trying to withdraw? Is it because you're hurt? Is it because... You know what I mean? So when you start doing that, if you start to pick up these patterns, and like my husband, as soon as the leaves start falling in, he loves fall. But when all the leaves are gone and it's cold, he's not happy. Like, he actually hates Christmas, and I think it's because it's in the middle of winter.
Yeah. I get that. I get... Just because the sun's not out, like when it's 5 o'clock at night, I think the day is over and I become so much less productive. And
really?
Same. And I struggle with having my worth be connected to my production, like how productive I am.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So I think that I'm lazy in the winter. I think bad thoughts about myself in the winter because it's darker out.
Mm-hmm. I would completely agree with that.
And see, I don't give myself worth with Because, yeah. I mean, I learned that a long time ago. That's never, you're never going to do enough.
Yes. Yeah. I know, so.
But I like when it gets dark early.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. No. I love.
When I left the last night, it was, what, like 9 something? Yeah. And I was like, this is the light. Don't it need to go to bed?
No. Yeah. No, no, no.
Yeah, I keep
going. I also love going to bed early when the sun's still up. Like, going to the bed at 7.
I can't do that. Like, wake the hell up. The sun's you got shit to do.
I think it's because I feel like if I'm at a place where I can go to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening, mm-hmm. then I'm like, I've been really productive today. I don't have anything left on my list, and mm-hmm. I'm only going to get the best sleep ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could see that, but like,
I'm such a list person. That's bad.
Okay, but see, even on lists, sometimes you have to step back.
I do.
And how old are you, Morgan?
27.
When you're 35, we'll revisit this topic.
I know it's an issue, so I'm working on it. I don't let it take over.
Here's something that I will tell you. It's not an issue. It's an age.
Okay.
And if you can get that in your head by the time you get... And set your age. Say, you know, 33 to me has always been a magical year, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of my life changed at 33.
Yeah.
So I think that it's not a bad thing to do that, to set that and say, hey, it's going to change. And I think a lot of that came from not my mom saying it, but watching the difference. But you said you relate to that too. Like,
yeah, the list thing and just the productivity. Like my most productive time is in the morning when the sun's up, like when it first comes up. Yeah. I am so productive in the morning as the day progresses, especially if it is like the winter season. If it gets to be 5 o'clock and like it's dark outside, then I feel like I'm done for the day. Like, I'm like, oh, well, what's the point of doing
this? Have you guys ever worked night shift or graveyard?
No.
I've worked evening shifts before, but not starting late. I have
worked graveyard, and that will change everything.
Yeah.
See, I don't know if I would be able to do it. Like, now at this point in my life, I don't know if I'd be able to work, like, you know, the midnight to, like, noon shift. I don't know, because I just feel like
I'd cry.
I think that, well, I mean, I don't know. There's a difference in it, and it's an extra drive. It's like a hyper drive you get. Mm.
I have heard that.
Yeah.
It really is. Yep. And some people will be like, that's the devil. I don't necessarily believe that.
I think there are people who are made to work at night, and there are people who are not. Like, I think...
No, I don't think most people were, but there are people that can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it does screw up your circadian rhythm, which screws up your hormones, your main hormones. You know, we all have tons of hormones, but, like, it will screw up your estrogen and testosterone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think there are people that are made that way. Like, my brother would wake up in the middle of the night and go play basketball. Like, and he's comfortable working night shifts. Like, that's just the way he was made. Mm. He would sneak out in the middle of the night, and my mom would be terrified, and she'd walk, you know. The first couple of times, she freaked out, and then she just realized, okay, he's just going downstairs to go play basketball in the middle of the night. Like, and that was when he was, like, 8. Like, he was a kid.
Hmm. I don't think it's good for your emotional health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that he's emotionally healthy?
I would not, so.
Okay. I'm not saying that to be mean. My husband's a nurse, my brother's a cop, and they have to work swing shifts from time to time, and it sucks. But I, at the day after they do, or they're done with that shift, I had call it transition day. They might be off work, but nobody else is, because everybody's walking on eggshells to deal with them. So, you know, however you want to take that. But... honestly, it's you either have it or you don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're made for it. It's either you have it or you don't. So it's really interesting. But yeah, that would change. I encourage you to stay up all night to see what you get done sometime. I still do it.
I can stay up. Like, if we're already out doing something or waiting for something, I just can't leave my house after dark.
Really? Do you think that deep down is a fear?
No. I don't think it's a fear. I'm out. It's not worth it. Whatever it is, it's not worth it.
I'm not picking at you. Since we're on this topic, I want to kind of... You were homeschooled.
Yeah.
Do you think that that has anything to do with it?
No. I think being homeschooled affects my life in many ways that I'm not really aware of.
Well, but the reason I'm saying is, like, my boys, they go to school. You get up, like, some mornings on the way to school, it's still dark.
Yeah, on the way to work, it's dark for me sometimes.
Yeah, so you go to work, go to school.
Yeah.
Like, for my boys that play football, they go to school. Sometimes they don't get... They leave the house at 6 something in the morning. They don't get home till 9, 10 o'clock at night because of the game and it being out of town or it being, you know, wherever.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that. I can stay out. I just, once I'm home, I'm home. And I'm not leaving.
Yeah, see, I don't know. Because, like, when I was younger, I would live for, like, a midnight premiere showing at, like, mm-mm. a movie. Like, when I was in middle school and stuff, if we would see, like, a midnight premiere or we would have sleepovers, like, we would stay up all night. And, like, I loved that. I loved that. But then once I hit, like, my 20s, like, when I was still in college and stuff, if there mm-hmm. were people that were still out till, like, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, I was like, if I don't get my sleep, I'm not going to be able to, like, function the next day.
Really?
No. Yes. Which, but it See, was, like, it was, like, after I hit, like, my 20s, it was when that happened. But before that, like, when I was in middle school and high school, I would stay up till 5 o'clock in the morning, like, no problem. And then sleep for an hour and then get up and go to school the next day. But now I'm, like, I mean, I guess I haven't tried it in a while, but at the same, so I'm interested. Maybe the next decade of my life it'll be different. I don't know.
No.
No.
I don't know. I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. Because... this is going to make me sound like a witchy, vampire-y, evil person, but my kids say they can see this light kick on in my eyes, and my husband, that last night I knew it was going to happen. There was nothing I could do. Remember I told you, this is what I'm going to do when I get home, right? Mm-hmm. I did those things, and then I felt it kick on. I went, I'm not going to sleep much tonight, and I can't control it kind of thing. I'm just awake. But you said there's a full moon tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not abnormal for me. But there was a full moon at the beginning of the week, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That really affects me. But patterns. The reason I think it's important to know these patterns is because at some point in our life, we're going to be crossed with them again, right? Mm-hmm. And if we can start to identify patterns, whether you're 20, whether you're 50, whether you're 40, it can dictate... And especially if you have an issue with controlling a situation. Like, if you can control the narrative, then it gives you the like, almost like a third-person perception of yourself.
All of my dreams are third-person.
Really?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I'm never first-person.
Listen, let's try this. Let's try you as an experiment. Let's say that, what was it we were talking about? And I said that's an age thing. Productivity... After. Being connected to self-worth, right?
Yeah.
If you say, by the time I'm 30, I'll be over that, you will be surprised that speaking that into existence, by the time you're 30, you're like, there's a pile of laundry. If it gets done, it gets done. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It's insane. And I watched my mom beat herself up. And then as I became a counselor and I started studying these things, I realized, oh my God, if I put a limit on it, I can control it.
Oh.
Patterns and everything.
You gonna remember that for me?
I would hope so.
Okay, thanks, because I might forget that in like a year or two. just
well, no, you have to start telling yourself, when I'm 30, this ends. This is just a 20s thing.
Interesting. That's great. Listen, I'm halfway through 29, so I got six-ish months, and I'll be.
Let's use Danielle. Listen, do it.
I will. Like,
yeah.
So tell myself, like, this pattern's going to end when I turn 30.
Start today. From this moment forward, when you're 30, your self-worth does not depend on that. And it will try to creep back and be like, I'm in my 30s. What is it back? It's a
power.
Owning it. Yeah. But you have to recognize the pattern. If you can't recognize the pattern, you can't do it.
Right. This is great.
Yeah.
Listen, we want to know what y'all have to think, right?
Yeah.
So we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. It's Some Say I'm Gifted. You can find us at somesayigifted@gmail.com. And you can find me on Facebook, Tessa Ray Lee McKittrick, maybe even Tess Hughes. I don't know. Let's see what you all have. Let us know what you think. We want to know more. And if you want one-on-one session, it is set up on is it Some Say I'm Gifted or is it, what is Tessa the Mountain Gypsies?
Tessa the Mountain Gypsies, but there will be links.
Links. Yes. So you can do it. How long is the session set for? It's like 10 minutes. Yeah, it's
a 10-minute free consultation that you can book online. The website isn't just a .com. It's a .com/square. So it's kind of hard to say. So we will link it in. Yes. We will start linking it in every episode description. Oh, so gosh. That, gosh. You know, guys can always reach us.
Yeah. And know that you can reach out to us there. And I do sessions, like free 10-minute session. You get one each. So don't go crazy. You know. Yeah. But yeah, would love to talk with you guys. And this is one of the things I do is I help people identify those patterns in their life so they can start breaking those patterns.
Absolutely.
And going from there. That's good. But I love you guys. I hope to hear from you soon. And we'll talk to y'all later.
Love you guys.
Bye.